Kathleen Doyle, was an oot-ter-sized point guard at the same Illinois high school that gave us the oversized basketball star Frank Kaminsky from Wisconsin Badgers. It was Bennett Academy in LaGrange. She has become a star herself in Big Ten women's basketball, the player of the year this year in 2020 for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Hi, everybody. How's it going today? This is Greg Stewart. Welcome to Sports and Commentary, a show that you helped to sponsor with your generous tax-deductible contributions to Western Wisconsin's Inspirational Broadcaster Incorporated. You can always check in for all the info you need to connect and give at WWIB.com. The 5'9 senior guard for the Hawkeyes stops by Sports and Commentary again today ahead of her team's first-round game next week in the NCAAs. Kathleen, last year in the NCAAs, it was magic. You guys making it all the way to the Elite Eight before losing to Baylor. What was that experience like for you?
Yeah, being 40 minutes away from a Final Four is something that I will never get used to saying coming out of my mouth. It's definitely special, and especially when you work super hard for 6 months, well, longer than that, with a group of girls, and dreams definitely came true last year, and we came short of the Final Four, but we made a deep run, and we really made the most of it, so it was a very special season.
Yeah, we'll find out in a few days where you're going to play and who you'll play in the first round of the NCAAs, but boil it down for me here. What do you think your team this year has to do to go deep in the tournament again?
Well, this week we're going to definitely focus on just the little things and shoring up our defenses and rebounding and things like that. It's all about the little things in March. Defense is going to win you games, and that's going to be essential for us, is making that zone of ours work. So that'll probably be the main focus.
Mm-hmm. All right, your decision to go to the University of Iowa has been life-changing for you, not just from a basketball standpoint, Kathleen. It's kind of peripheral, but from a deeper level, a spiritual standpoint. I mean, you've grown in your understanding who Jesus is in your life and what it means to be a follower of his. Share a little bit of your story there and what's happened these 4 years with the Iowa Hawkeyes and the ministry there.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I mentioned it earlier. I grew up in an Irish Catholic family, so we went to church every Sunday, and it was just routine for me, and I feel really blessed that I grew up in a Catholic community, that I was able to really be surrounded by prayer and just that tight-knit community that it provides. And then I came to college, and honestly, it got kind of hard. I wasn't as consistent as I wanted to be, but then luckily Athletes in Action came into my life, and one of my best friends, Hannah Stewart, came into my life. She's a teammate of mine, and she pushed me to go to Athletes in Action because she knew that my faith was really strong, and she didn't want me to let it slip. So basically, I became closer to God, knowing that I could have a personal relationship with him, and that really changed a lot for me. I kind of felt more the community aspect of my faith and wasn't as focused on growing a personal relationship, and that changed everything when I figured that out in college. And it's helped me in basketball. It's helped me after losses. I can just know that I'm just playing for God and an audience of one, and I don't have to, my identity isn't in basketball, and I don't have to worry about that. So it's really brought like a sense of relief, almost, of I don't have as much pressure on myself anymore because I'm loved for me, and God knows Kathleen, and God doesn't know Kathleen the basketball player. He knows that part of me, but yeah. He doesn't define me by it, and that kind of changed everything for me.
Yeah. So it sounds to me like it's not about Kathleen Doyle anymore, I have to live with depression and self-chastisement if you lose ball games. I bet it's really freed you up to play to your full ability, huh?
Yeah, it definitely does. Just there's no pressure. I would be so disappointed in myself after losses. And I mean, there's still definitely that. I mean, I'm human and everyone feels that. But it's definitely given me better perspective on life, and that it's, at the end of the day, it's a sport, and I'm just using the abilities that God gave me to glorify him and just make great relationships, and it's not just about the outcome on the scoreboard. So it's definitely been a game changer for me.
So you got that community of faith there through Athletes in Action, not just basketball players that are believers, but athletes across the board. And knowing that they're praying for you, challenging you to walk closer with the Lord every day has got to be huge.
It definitely is. Having that group of people that support you and know you and, like you said, are praying for you. And I'm going to miss that a lot, having that community right there for me when I graduate. But I know that there's another community waiting for me. But yeah, it's a really special group of people. Athletes in Action has been amazing for me. I've made really great friends from it, and it's helped me grow so much as a person, and it's ended up helping me as a player as well. So I'm really grateful for that organization.
Praise God for them. Mass journalism and Spanish major there. What do you want to do with those degrees?
Yep, so I'm journalism and Spanish major, but I want to become a coach. So we'll see. It's always good to know how to write, so that's a plus. But if I wasn't to go into coaching, I'd hopefully work for ESPN someday, or I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. It could go a lot of directions. There's a lot of different areas of journalism that I like and I'm interested in, but yeah, I want to become a coach someday.
I bet you'd make a terrific coach. You're so focused and driven, whatever it is, ESPN, coaching, whatever it might be. I know you'll succeed, and just take Jesus there every step of the way. Make him the Lord of your life every day, Kathleen. Kathleen Doyle, the 5'9 senior guard with University of Iowa women's basketball team, the player of the year this year in Big Ten Women's Buckets. Thanks for coming back and taking all this time. God bless you.
Thank you.